Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I keep staring at my screen anymore, I'm gonna convince myself not to do this episode, which I don't want to do. I want to do the episode. I want to get back into doing this daily. I really, really, truly do. We made 3 last week. Let's see what we can do this week. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps like Spotify, Google, Apple, Stitcher, didn't say the wrong one, and more. Give us a follow, leave us a review. You can do stars, you can do thumbs, you can do whatever your app allows you to do. It would be beneficial for us and you, because then, you know, support us, we grow more content. See how it works. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if it's something you haven't done already. Lots of great content, anime reactions, trailer reactions, gaming streams. I finished up my Final Fantasy VII Remake playthrough, 11 streams. It's like 45 hours, 47 hours. I can't read through my chicken scratch. Over 40 hours of live streams. Right there, there's a playlist for it. And I even went back and re-labeled them what chapters of the game each stream covers. So real easy to check out. We do have merch. Link for our merch is in the description box below. And of course, LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews, and more. The podcasts go up there, written articles. LRM YouTube channel for the celebrity interviews. Hold on. Got a guest. Say hi to Saris. She's the cuddly one that usually doesn't mind being held. But right now she's acting kind of weird. So it's Monday. And there's going to be some articles coming up on LRM online. But Cam has not finished writing them yet. There is stuff related to Doctor Doom and the Thing from the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. And I want to talk about the box office number, so let's do that. What I was saying is, like, no regular around LRM online. It's you know, we just came out of the weekend. Jace got some comic book stuff up. Gig and Nancy getting a lot of the interview stuff up. But as far as, like, topics that I would like to discuss, Cam hasn't finished writing them yet. No, it's super early, guys. Well, relatively early. But box office numbers is something that we can discuss. Over the weekend, Bob Marley biopic, second weekend out, and also second weekend, and it's in number one spot, brought in $13.5 million. That's a 53% drop from last week, and that's not bad at all. That's actually really, really good. A lot of your tentpole box office movies these days easily push 63 to like 68% drops. They can really range that high up. Hell, No Way Home had like a 67% second weekend drop. The days of, you know, anything over 50 being really bad are long, long gone. And these days, anything under 60 is really good. So I saw N for New on screen, and then the O for Ordinary Angels, and came up with No Ordinary Angels. Anyways, Ordinary Angels number 3 was $6.5 million, and Madam Web slipping down from number two last week in its opening weekend to number four, bringing in $6 million with a 61% drop. So, relatively speaking, that is not that bad of a drop. Migration ended the top five in its 10th week, $3 million. Argyle, Wonka, Drive Away Dolls, The Beekeeper, and The Chosen, season four, episodes four through six, rounding out the top 10 for an abysmal $58 million domestic weekend, down from the weekend before. And guys, it's rough, man. When you're looking at the total box office so far for the year, $846 million domestic. Not good projections going through this year. Of course, have the box office down. The numbers using an annualized rate. So kind of looking at, I don't really want to say projection, like hard projections, but just kind of like, if things continue the way they are, man, they're talking potentially under $7 billion. I don't remember what I said back on my kind of looking at the 2024 lookout. But I think I was like, you know, yeah, I think we're going to be down from the 8.9. Maybe we'll be more like 7.5 to 8. Man. We might seriously be looking at more like a 6.5 to 7 or 7.5 billion. It could be a really rough year. There's just not a lot of stuff coming out. It's not even necessarily the fault of the movies that are coming out. Guys, we're only getting one Marvel movie, one real Marvel movie. Madam Web, Kraven, no. And I honestly don't know if Venom 3 will make it or not. And that's not insider stuff. That's just me not having heard enough to know whether or not it's actually going to be put out this year, especially with the reception to Madam Web. And depending on what happens with Kraven, they might want to rework it more. I don't know. But there's not a lot coming out for this year to make a lot of money on. And man, they're burning through whatever good credit comic book movies did have. Because like I said, we're not getting anything MCU proper outside of Deadpool and Wolverine. Over on the DC side, you've got the second Joker movie. And nothing really else, guys, until 2025. I know there's something else DC related. I can't, it's escaping me. It's like gone off of my head. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is nothing. Maybe it was one of those like TV series or something they're working on. But it's gonna be rough, man. It's gonna be rough. The one thing that was kind of cool, the Demon Slayer movie did pretty well for a sort of like a recap film. I did do a review. You guys can check that review out on the LRM YouTube channel and, of course, the podcast, all your favorite podcast apps. I did the To the Hashira training premiere in New York City. Movie was fine. I go into as much detail as I can in the review. I think I gave it a B+. It's for super fans. It's for fans that want to see the ending of season three on the big screen. Those that don't want to wait for season four to start airing, you get some recap, those episodes, and that's it. So some people, if you want to see it on the big screen, like see the final fight in season three on the big screen, go see it in theaters. And there's some cool stuff in the season four stuff as well. Cat, please stop. But if seeing the series on the big screen is not something you want to pay money for, then yeah, you're not going to be missing out on you're missing out on an experience, not missing out on like story or something like that, if that makes sense. But it brought in $11 million on its opening weekend here in the U.S. And that's up from the previous movie, which was a similar format taking elements of season 2 and season 3 and creating a movie for the Swordsmith Village arc. It's a far cry from the Mugen Train movie, which was an actual original, or not original, it adapted an arc into a movie versus borrowing stuff from the previous and upcoming season. And I'm sorry if you hear my dog down there barking. She's annoying. Bringing in $11 million, good on it, up from the previous film, down from the $22 million brought in by Mugen Train. That's what I was trying to say. Mugen Train was a huge success worldwide, did really well here in the domestic market, given that it was an anime film. And I don't say that as in me making fun of anime. They generally don't make a lot of money here, so you have to put that in into context. So yeah, good on it. I'm always happy to see anime getting screen time here in the U.S. I am a huge fan, obviously. If you have been a subscriber to the channel, even if you subscribe for Daily Cog or Cantina or something like that, you see the anime content. So I'm always excited for it to get more love here in the States, and I hope it continues. I'm still so upset we never got Gridman Universe here in the U.S. I needed that. I really did. I still need it. Like, there's no official way for me to watch even a subtitled version of Gridman Universe, and that sucks. Tsuburaya, Crunchyroll, whoever, I need you guys to get on that one. Get on with it. So yeah, the box office looks rough, guys. If you can do anything to support your local theaters, do it. Check with them. Sometimes they offer party, you know, deals to have parties to show, you know, not like you can charge people money or something like that, but they'll let you rent a screen room and throw up a movie. Some of them have, you know, kids movies during spring break, summer. I'm not saying that you have to go out and support Disney or Warner Brothers as a studio. I'm saying go support your local theaters, even if it's a chain, it employs people locally, and it feeds your local community through sales taxes and taxes on the property that the chain may be renting, leasing, whatnot. Believe it or not, guys, we are all a lot more connected than you think, and sometimes sticking it to the studio can stick it to your neighbor as well. Just think about that. So, and of course, again, never saying go spend your milk and bread money on a movie ticket. Don't take it that way. That's going to be it today. Just business stuff. I was thinking about doing this whole thing about critics and reviewing movies, and maybe I'll save that for another day. It's an interesting world, and I'm not sure how many people quite know how it all actually works. And I was going to rail against echo chambers within reviewing communities and stuff like that, but we'll save that for another day. You guys can check out more content, including that topic, in the future, maybe, here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, along with all the anime reactions, gaming streams. I'll be doing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth when it hits on Thursday morning after my son gets off to school. Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps. And of course, we have merch, link in the description box below, and lrmonline.com for entertainment news, celebrity interviews, reviews, podcasts, and more. I've been Kyle. I hope to see you guys again next time. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.